With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome. Welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast, where I will repeat apologise for last week's fiasco. And as promised, there will be some good old laughs in this episode. Sarah and I actually both said before we got on, we both really need the pod this week.
Yeah.
We both really need a good old giggle.
I think it's as well because we both missed it last week. Like, you know, we've had some lovely messages from people going, hope you're okay, really missed the pod this week. I was like, I hear you. Because it is a fixture in the week. I mean, it can be a bit of a turning point, actually. It can really turn the week around when we record the podcast. There's sort of, sometimes there's the week before the podcast, and then you do the pod, and you're like, oh my God, I could do anything. This is fantastic.
Well, and actually, today, I've got quite a lot of presenting to do after this, like virtual presentations. And I was like, I'm so happy I've got the pod before this because I'm going to be in the best mood ever for these presentations. It's absolutely ideal. Sarah's my warm-up act. It's great.
Very happy to be so. And coming on stage now. It's like, I don't know why I imagine you pitching like Dragon's Den. That's when you say, I'm doing some online presentation. To me, you're going in before the dragons, presenting them with, I don't know, your latest waxing kit or something.
And if we could just refer to slide 5, Gloria, yes. That would be great.
New slide, please. That's it.
Well, something that has happened now since you know, the last week, I have had a mini break with Dutch.
We went away, and can I tell you...
It was like this slow crescendo building up to the mini break. And we got to the point where we'd eaten our house out of food, you know, before you go away. It was like, bear in mind, Dutch and I used to sometimes not unpack a suitcase. We'd put it into the washing machine, dry it, and put it back in the suitcase and go again. Like, we were like ships in the night. We travelled all the time. Because of COVID, we haven't travelled. And so I got quite Gatwick Dad with the whole thing. Like, I started packing 2 days before. I was like, I need to just, like, think about the looks. I need to think about what I'm packing. The suitcase was open.
Yes.
Dutch was like... And then I got the car cleaned inside and out, filled up with petrol. We were both, like, really on it and organised.
Amazing.
Willow doesn't come with us when we go away. She goes on her little mini breaks to her other family.
She's got her own plans.
She's got her own plans. Willow does her own thing. Off she goes. Anyway, we set off, literally turned around the corner of our house and was sat in standstill traffic for like an hour and a half. Both of us hadn't had breakfast. Tension was high. The only thing that we could pull ourselves out was watching Moira Rose Best Of on YouTube. We put it on and just sat in this traffic trying to like laugh it through.
I thought you were going to say the only thing we could find was a Dusty Murray Mint, which we had to share between us. We could have it each. One of us could have it for 20 seconds and then had to pass it on. And it had to go back and forth. I don't think I could get in the car with John if neither of us had eaten. I don't think I could physically do that.
Well, the plan was that we'd set up for like 11 and I was like, well, we'll have a service station lunch.
Sure.
We'll have a service station lunch.
And you'd eaten yourself out of house and home. You had nothing. Yes. Yes.
We had nothing. So it got a bit difficult. Anyway, we get to the hotel, which I had said to Dutch, originally Dutch had booked a pub for the first night just so that we could start our Friday in the Cotswolds with spa treatments and not be flapping about time. And I'd said to Dutch, you know, I really don't want to stay in a pub. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But it's the first night that we've had away in a long, long time. Mm. I would like to stay somewhere nice. And I'm just going to leave that with you. I, in my head, had been like, oh, he's booked this janky spa, whatever. We get there. It was bougie AF. I was like, oh my God,
thank God. You've really taught him very, very... I mean, this is his area, though, isn't it? Hospitality is where Dutch really does thrive.
To be fair, Dutch used to work for the Ritz, so he has luxury through and through. So together, I mean, we're a perfect match. We are a perfect match.
Cut him open. It's just gold taps in there.
So we haven't stayed in a hotel with the COVID restrictions. Yeah. So it was all a bit like, oh, this is all new. Late checkouts were not a thing because rooms need to be cleaned and changed. And I'm a huge fan of a late checkout. I don't like to be rushed in the morning. On the first night, Sarah, we both got very, very excited. Very excited. I was like, I don't have to drive anywhere. I can really let rip. I've just got to walk across there and the bedroom's there. So we got on the bubbles. We got on the wines. And I had to nip back to the room to get a jumper because it was getting cold. I walked through the foyer of the hotel and we were sat outside in the gardens, miles away from the hotel lobby. I could hear Dutch yelling and I was like, what on earth is going on? So I got closer, got outside of the restaurant and into like the courtyard bit. Because the tables are socially distanced and we were sat in this pod, he'd leant out of his pod and was screaming, chatting to another pod. I was like... Mark, oh my God. And Dutch does this thing. The other
Isn't
couple were Irish.
Isn't it nice here? Yes. No, we've come over from Kent. Yeah, we've driven up. What are you
but
having?
The thing is, the other couple were Irish. And when Dutch is around Irish people, his English goes Irish. And so Dutch, in this accent, was like, have you had the beef? Have you had the beef? Isn't it lovely? And I was like, oh no, I need to tranquilize my other half pronto.
He was so strange.
Did you go for Aperols? Did you go for... I was like, no, Dutch, don't do that accent. Do not do that.
It's very strange. Dutch, English, Irish accent swimming. Oh my God, that's superb.
And so the next day, Portslade crew... Both of us were feeling a little bit fragile.
Sure.
I had a hot stone massage booked. Dutch had a deep tissue massage. So we were doing it right. But the hotel breakfast... Now, with a hangover, Sarah, and you really will appreciate this. I know you will. And I know I'm saying this to you, save company. I need that grazing buffet. I need that grazing buffet on a hangover because I don't really know what I'm feeling. You know, sometimes you're like... I need hydration, I need fruit, but I can't have banana. Sarah, you know how specific my egg requirements are, let alone anything else.
You've typed them up before, let's not forget.
It's a rider. To be fair, my agent does have it all listed out.
And also, on a hangover, that breakfast buffet plate, it can be very random. Can't it? It can be, you know, apricot
and you can
jam,
go again.
Next for cucumber, next. There could be anything coming back on that plate. Yeah.
And also, like, it's really, no one else is judging what you're putting on that plate. So for you at that really moment in time, it's like, I'm going to have a bit of cheese with cucumber, followed by a little bit of fruit, followed by a croissant. Like, I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to go with it and I'm going to keep going back. So due to COVID restrictions, the buffet cart was not there. So it really was unanticipated tension for me and stress and confusion. And I was like, oh my God. And this menu of breakfast options was given. And I was like, well, I can't see the pastry. I can't see any of this.
Listen, sir, could you sit down? Because we're going to be here a while.
So Dutch is ordering his meat and cheese and pastries and all his Dutch things. I was like, I got a bit panicky. So I was like, okay, I need fruit. I was like, please, can I have an apple? And I was like, just a mixed fruit bowl. And he was like, it's all pre-mixed. And I was like, oh, it's got banana. Sarah, they brought the apple. It was a Granny Smith apple, which I would never choose at a buffet. And they brought it in a bowl, which I found so distressing. I was like, no. No, 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 no. I didn't have a knife sharp enough to cut it, so I had to literally be like crunching it with all the apple juices going everywhere. I was like, this is so difficult. Then they come and they're like, you know what? Can I get you any hot breakfast? And I was like, well.
Already wishing that he'd never asked.
So I was like, could I have 2 poached eggs? I need them at least on a 4 to 6. I can't have any less. I can't have any more. I was like, the yolk needs to just lightly ooze out. I was like, what kind of muffin in it? What kind of toast is it? I was like, I need spinach, but I need it wilted. And I had to try and explain it all to him. His eyes started doing like weird spirals when I was talking to him. I was like, stay with me, stay with me, stay focused, stay focused.
Give me that pen. I'll write it all down.
Needless to say, we had to get afternoon tea later in the day because I hadn't really eaten enough for the hangover and where it was. But a warning to all of you with specific requirements for petit déjeuner.
Yeah.
You need to brief. You need to brief in and you need to be ready. The buffet is no more.
No, forget the buffet.
Stephanie, Stephanie, it has gone. You got to go in there with requirements because it was tense.
You know, if you go and stay somewhere and they're very clear, they're like, it's breakfast till 9:30. So inevitably you get down there at 9:28.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And they are already, like, they're carrying things off. Like, that is when the buffet.
You're walking in, grabbing
things. Like, wait, what was that? What was that? What was she taking off there? It's nearly 9:30. Yes, but it's not 9:30 yet, is it? Can you bring that back, please? I'd like to see a stewed apricot. I'd like to have a look at that myself.
Yeah.
You know? Oh my gosh, love. Well, look, I mean, I'm slightly jealous, as I'm sure a lot of the Portslade crew are, but I'm so glad you had such a gorgeous time. I'm so glad you had such a delightful,
beautiful,
gorgeous, just what you needed, darling. Just what you needed.
It really was.
Something that's happened that you, now, you're going to like this a lot. So we have got this fabulous dog trainer who I'm sure I've mentioned to you before, Gemma. I cannot say enough good things about Gemma. She is phenomenal.
Peggy's like, now speaking French. Yeah, she's that good.
They're communicating with each other. It's incredible. She like unlocks this part of Peggy that I've never seen before. They get on very well. Also, Peggy likes that Gemma always has ham, which she uses as the training treats. So, yeah, Peggy gets very excited about that. Anyway, one of the things that we're doing is we're trying to... Basically, I've walked around with Peggy since we got her in my arms like she's a small baby. And now I'm like, why can't she be left? I don't understand. So we're working through some separation stuff. We've got loads of little sort of tricks and things like that. Anyway, at the moment, we're practicing Peggy downstairs behind the stair gate. That's right. We've got a stair gate. And
well, you're going to need that for life,
well,
aren't
that's
you?
It. So... Do you know what I mean? It's sooner or later. And then John's upstairs working. I go upstairs, have a shower, get ready. Pegs doesn't like it. But one of the things that helps is when I call down and I'm like, you're doing great. Everything's okay. You're fine. It's all right. So Gemma suggested, as she finds my voice soothing and it's quite reassuring for her, why don't I pop the podcast on before leaving the room? And I was like, I cannot wait to tell Jules that that's going to be the answer, is that Peggs is going to listen to the podcast. I said, Gemma, God knows we've got the archive. God knows we've got hours of the stuff to just press play on. So yes,
also, it'd be really interesting when I see Peggy, because she'll recognise my voice.
Yes. Oh, she'll be like, oh, for the podcast.
Auntie Jules is here.
Lovely mini break.
Oh, how adorable.
Isn't that nice? She was like, yeah, put the podcast on for it. Anyway, the other thing that happened with Pegs is, now, I've had a massive declutter. My gorgeous friend Chaps, my bridesmaid, she came. She's really good at it. She's got the knack for decluttering. I was never going to do it on my own. And we've got rid of loads of stuff. It's been fantastic. And one of the things that we found that I have not known what to do with is about 4 pairs of pyjama bottoms, right? Now, the reason I mention these pyjama bottoms is because, unfortunately, Peggy has got to them and they are sans gusset. She's eaten the gusset out of all of them. Without being too graphic, we saw one of those gussets again a couple of days later, right?
Right.
And they'd actually been eaten. So we had to take them off her. But consequently, I was like, what does one do with a load of crotchless, ripped up pyjama bottoms? I was like, I don't know what to do with them because it seemed ridiculous to put them in the bin, which obviously I perhaps should have done. And Chap's like, no, it's fine. Take them. You need like a charity bin because they recycle fabric, basically. So I had to go round the streets with my crotchless pyjama bottoms. And in the end, I did manage to find somewhere. The Salvation Army have got to deal with them now, unfortunately. So I apologise if that was not the right thing to do. My understanding is that they do recycle the fabric and that they do know what to do with old fabrics. But there was a moment I was like, nothing sexual, you understand? All of these crotchless pyjama bottoms.
With teeth marks in them.
That's it, that have been torn to bits.
Oh, Sarah, oh, that's so funny. I was going to say cut them up and use them as dusters.
Oh, I've got loads of dusters. I've got dusters coming out. You know, I've also got a cleaner. I don't dust. I'm not going to say to my cleaner, here, why not enjoy these old pyjamas, these rags that I've given you?
Oh, Sarah, speaking of cleaners, I've got to clean our whole house today. Because
why?
Our cleaner messaged, or she hasn't been very well, and the hospital have given her painkillers with morphine, and she said, I'm tripping out. I don't think I can come. So I messaged back and I said, if anybody understands having to cancel work due to tripping out, it's me.
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about a thing. I was like, I'll clean it top to bottom this week. Enjoy yourself.
Wow. So you're getting up there. You're getting up there with the old duster on a pole, eh?
Yeah,
very
well,
good, because I would have just left it. I would have just left it until she came back.
No. Chateau is open this weekend for business, so we've got
drat.
People coming to stay.
Oh,
so we've got
no.
got to give it a quick clean. But it's all right. We'll just do a French maid's clean. Dutch calls it surfaces and floors.
Brilliant. It's only got to look clean, hasn't it? It hasn't actually got to be clean. That's
exactly.
The joy of it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
A reed diffuser here, a quick atomizer there.
You'll
job
be
done.
Amazed. A fresh flower really distracts the eye. Perfect. Will we do a bit of correspondence?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I assume no one has christened the P.O. box yet.
No. And it's definitely working because I had a conversation with the postman the other day about it.
Good. How riveting. What a lovely chat that would be. Well,
Sarah, to be honest, it went on longer than I thought it was going to. Yeah. I was like, we're still talking about this. Because I'd said, you know, I'm really sorry, but I'm in and out. So I feel like you keep missing me. What can we do? Can we come to some kind of arrangement that you leave it round the side of the house? No, the box has got to be secured. If you have a padlock that's open, then we'll lock it in and then it's secure. I was like, Oh, Derek.
Good
come
heavens.
On, give us a break.
Come on, Derek. What's getting delivered here? A few scented candles, a bit of a designer lip balm. Don't worry about it. But no, nothing from the Portslade crew as of yet. Everything to play for. Everything to play for, Portslade crew. Everything to play for.
Well, this has absolutely blown me west. Alison Giuseppe in the Facebook group has posted a 3D picture. I've never seen one before.
Gosh.
Holy, you move your mouse over it and it moves.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Anyway, she's just stopped at a farmer's market and picked up chutney for the first time. Going to try it in my new delivery of cheese. More importantly, this ice cream bar was legit, totally amazing and worth $4. She's having a peaches and cinnamon ice cream bar. Oh, that sounds
an
nice.
An ice cream
it?
Bar? God, that does sound nice. How does that stay?
Well, it's
together?
Like an ice cream sandwich.
Oh, lovely. And this is aside from, this is nothing to do with the chutney. The chutney was a separate purchase. Yeah.
She bought the chutney and then was like, oh, well, I'm here. I may as well just share this peaches and cinnamon sandwich. Well, good for you, darling. It looks
this
delicious.
This does remind me of a holiday that we all went on as a family. And it was to somewhere, I believe it was Antigua that we went to. And we were having a cheese board. And Lorna said, have you got any chutney? Well, the kitchen apparently were completely perplexed. They'd never had such a request. They'd been Googling. They'd been looking online. They could not understand what this chutney that somebody had asked for was. Anyway, the next night, they brought out a selection of jams. They brought out all of these different condiments that they'd come up with, pickles, to try and understand what was this chutney we spoke of. So yeah, it's not as widely known as you might think.
Well, chutney is also, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, chutney can be a code word for interactions between two people in an illicit manner.
What? No!
Yeah, it was like, I had any chutney recently. Yes! So when
good
people
heavens.
Say chutney, it always really gets, it makes me giggle. And I think crumpet is as well.
I would eat chutney on a crumpet. I mean, I can't say that.
Filthy
in the
bitch.
Wrong, can't say that in the wrong circles, can I?
Good You'll have
heavens.
To go back to Morse code, Sarah.
Yeah, yes. I think it's very clear, actually, from my demeanour, actually, the chutney, you know, chutney on a crumpet. I really am talking about chutney on a crumpet.
Just don't say chutney on a crumpet if you've got something in your eye, because people might get the wrong idea.
Yes,
if you're winking.
It. Yeah, yes. Don't do it if you're wearing a Mac and a bowler hat. Don't do that.
And no knicker and crotchless pyjama bottoms.
Crotchless pyjama bottoms. Oh my gosh. Well, look, I am quite excited to see who pops up first in the new PO box. I am really interested, actually, to know this. And I can confirm, I know it's been coming for quite a while, the old PO box is no more. It doesn't exist.
It's redundant.
It is redundant. A very strange cancellation. you'd expect to be able to log into an account and simply cancel your subscription. No, you have to send an email to somebody like called Alan. You send it to them. They send it back. I mean, Alan sent me one line email going, got it. Thanks. I was like, what's going on? Who knows? Who
Good of him
knows?
To confirm, really.
Yeah, it was. I mean, yeah, confirms probably a bit strong. I don't know what he, I don't know if he quite meant what, God knows. Anyway, the point is,
acknowledge.
The old PO box is no more, but the new PO box we will give out at the end of the podcast. Now, how are Sheila and Ken? I've missed them. I've genuinely missed them just from having 1 week off.
Well, Sheila's new car. Sheila's new car. I phoned her the other day and it was a bit sketchy at first. And I was like, hello, are you there? She's like, can you hear me? And I was like, yes,
no.
I can hear you. She's like, I'm in the car. And I was like, okay, why are you talking slowly? And she was like, oh, yeah, it's a normal conversation. I forgot. I was like, okay, fine. And she was like, I got in a real mess the other day because somebody had phoned her in the car. She'd picked up... At the end of the conversation, she didn't know how to hang up. And so the person was there and she was like, They said goodbye, and it was like a call thing, so they didn't hang up the phone. So obviously it was like charging mum by the minute or whatever. And poor mum had to like pull in and just sit there and just... She said she mashed the dashboard and just hoped that something would hang up. And then she said eventually she had to turn the engine off, get out, stand outside, shut the door, hang up on her phone and get back in. I was like, oh, mum, you need to find the button to do that. Then she said she's deeply impressed with how smooth a ride it is. She said she can't believe what a bumpy journey that Mini was. Now she's like, oh, no, she's cruising in luxury. She's thrilled. But she did say it's got this technology that my car has where if a door is slightly open, the car won't set off. Oh. So like one of the main doors, it won't move. It'll tell you
that it's taken this long for that technology to kick in. Because up until now, if you had a door open, oh, you carry on. We'll just beep a bit. By the way, there's a door open. Don't worry. You can still carry on your journey. Don't worry. We'll let you go. But there is a door open.
It is annoying for me if I'm like parallel parking and I've got a door open. I'm trying to look at the curb and I've got to reshut that door and move it. Anyway, mum said she couldn't get off the drive for a good 20 minutes because she couldn't work out what was going on. She was like, I was putting it in gear, putting it back in gear.
No.
She said she almost missed yoga. She was in a right flat.
The perils. It is like that, though, a new car. It is. You need a good afternoon just to get your head around where everything is, find out what does this button do, what does that, but absolutely, God, that's hilarious. And then the idea of her realising and going round and opening and slamming every door as well. So then
in her vinyasa clothes.
Yeah,
barefoot in a vinyasa.
Getting worried, getting concerned now that she's going to miss the best match. That's it. Oh my gosh, love, that's so good.
And next week we will have news because Ken has just returned from the Outer Hebrides, so we're going to have a lot of news from Ken, I'm sure, right. But I've not had a chance to catch up with him yet.
He's back
being cooked for, loving life. Speaking of the Outer Hebrides,
yes,
how is our June also, any updates on the bull? I thought of the bull the other day.
Yeah, Douglas the bull, haven't heard anything. I know he's staying till August. So, but I think his work's done. Yeah, June will be listening to this. Could we get an update, a bull update, please? How is all that going? June's very well. June has started a little bit re-rehearsing with the orchestra. Okay, so June's playing. She's playing just outside, socially distanced, all very casual, you know, all within the rules. But unfortunately...
outside, but they're great acoustics. Yes.
But unfortunately, no wind or brass. No wind or brass allowed.
I can play the flute.
Yeah,
oh, no, they're not allowed.
Not allowed because of COVID, the spittle. They're not allowed because anything could happen with the passing on of COVID, blowing it through a trumpet. They can't risk it. So it's all just got to be, I mean, really, it's all just cellos and violins at the moment. The odd bit of
it sounds like quite the quartet.
Yes, yes, it is. But yeah, the wind and brass, gosh, they're absolutely, there's clarinet players desperate to get back in, but no, they've got to sit it out.
Poor Marjorie with her oboes got those double reeds ready to go. I bet June really enjoys resining her bow. I used to love doing that when I played the violin. Adding that resin onto the bow and then thwacking your bow and seeing it all smoke.
And then it tasted so weird. There's a very specific taste of resin, isn't there?
Well, like I wasn't licking the bow, Sarah.
No, but it would come off the bow and you'd get a waft of it. Yeah, absolutely. But June did have a little bit of a panic a few weeks ago because, as you know, if there's one thing June loves, it's a charity collection, right? You remember the crockery fiasco not so long ago? Well, the latest one has been the jewellery collection for the Alzheimer's Appeal, right? So the Alzheimer's Appeal, you can send them anything. It can be, they don't mind, bit of old tat, bit of broken jewellery. They just want the lot, okay? Because they've obviously got, mum was like, they've obviously got a deal on somewhere with someone that they'll take it off their hands. So they do this big collection. Anyway, June packed up all her old jewellery, and then realised that she sent it all off, but then realised that unfortunately a couple of pieces had slipped in that perhaps should not have gone. Now, we've all got a bit overexcited with a charity collection before. We've all got swept away with the thrill of getting rid of everything that we don't want to see anymore. So she realised these two little bracelets that apparently we had, somebody gave them to us when we were babies, right, had slipped in and they shouldn't have done. And June was getting in a right old panic. Anyway, she contacted the Alzheimer's Appeal, explained what had happened. Alan, from the appeal, Appeal Alan, went through the whole lot, found them, posted them back to her.
That's kind.
Isn't that kind? She said she gave a £50 donation to the
appeal. Oh, that is good.
On
that
top
is
of
good.
It.
Also, can we just take a little, just a little side pointer to really credit you and Lorna for being accessorised from such a young age?
Absolutely. I believe this was birthstone related. That's what I believe. Yeah, yeah.
Birthstone bracelets, yes. Just to see you
that's
in.
That's it. That's it. Coming in. My crystals. My birthstone. My amethysts.
My birthstone bracelets.
Yes. Oh my gosh, just marvellous. Now, will we do a bit of news from the north?
Oh my gosh, let's. Now, I must say, while I've been in the Facebook group, there are some terrific news from the north knocking about in there. There's one that Becky Bedford has posted about a family absolutely distraught after neighbours chopped tree in half in a petty dispute over noisy birds. There's another one about angry people in Yorkshire, something to do with sheep. It all looks terrific. So if you need a real mood boost, get in there. Now, this, I will say, comes from a paper that I'm not a massive fan of, The Sun. But the news, it is apt because I have just come back from the Cotswolds. So here
we
go.
Fine.
Staycation hell. Tiny village known as Venice of the Cotswolds, besieged by tourists as 10,000 visit every single day.
What?
Residents of a tiny village known as Venice of the Cotswolds say the area has become hell. Burton-on-the-Water has gone berserk since lockdown as staycation Brits flock to rural Idol for days out. Now, I will say, if you are listening from afar, in the UK at the moment, we've got all sorts of countries on the green light, amber light, red light, whatever. Most people are not going away this summer. We are staycationing.
Yeah. Can I just say that I don't know why, but John gets very annoyed when people say they are having a staycation, but they're actually going away in this country, because he says a staycation is staying in your own house, right? Not just staying within the country. Can I just, you know how sometimes some, you know how, we don't know why, but something's irk us. That's irked John, that people keep going, I'm having a staycation in Cornwall. And John's like, well, you're not. You're just going on holiday in Cornwall. Anyway, carry on.
It's a very good point that John raises, but I would still say staycation, yeah, and I won't be changing my vocab.
The nation is. I just wanted to share that for some reason, that's really got John's back up, actually.
But those who live in the Gloucestershire village, which boasts chocolate box cottages and 17th century bridges, say that unlike the area's usual tourists, the day trippers are hardly spending any cash. They must be Dutch. Retired farmer Bill Limbrick, 74, told The Times, since the lockdown lifted, the place has gone berserk. His wife Celia, 73, said, they just keep pouring in. It's like Brighton Beach on a bad day. It's always busy in the summer, but this year it's been much worse. The influx of tourists has led to traffic mayhem, with visitors parking in residents' driveways. That would get right on my
really
wick.
That's really naughty.
That would get right on my wick. Locals have complained of litter and widespread reports of people... I can't read that. That's so disgusting. I didn't know that was in there.
Is this public toileting?
Yes, I'm moving on. And the village's narrow bridges and pathways make social distancing nearly impossible. The area has around 1,700 households and a large elderly population. Mr and Mrs Limbrick said they avoided shopping between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. I don't like it, said Mrs Limbrick. We have the right as residents to use our village, but we can't. Another local interior designer, Angie Cadwella-Kemp, 45, said, we have never seen it like this before. It's been hell. Every day is like bank holiday. It's too much for this little village to take. People are missing their appointments. A lot of residents saying, why don't we just shut the village? Which in my head, I kind of enjoyed this like ring of residents around the village saying, you shall not pass, you shall not come
yes.
here. So the piece goes on. And on yeah. and on and on and on. Yeah. But I will say my thoughts are with you because the Cotswolds were extremely busy when we were there. But Dutch and I have been before, so we decided not to do touristy things and we stayed in the hotel and drank beer. So,
very good.
If you are going to the Cotswolds, do think about the residents.
Yes.
Do think about the residents.
Do think about them.
And you don't have to do everything. You can just sit in the corner in a bar with a Pimm's.
In fact, amen to that. Now, my news from the north has been sent in, and you are going to love this person's Instagram handle because this has come in from Tina Bops, right? Tina Bops.
Tina, big up Tina.
Yeah, absolutely, Tina Bops. Hi, Sarah. This is a gift of a news from around. I've no doubt others will be sending it to you. Enjoy. I'll send a link to the legit article, but there's also a link from a tabloid that has a great video of the sign language interpreter trying to figure out how to represent naked men startled by deer. A classic. Hope all is well, Tina. Now, this has come from, I believe this is from Down Under. I believe this is from New South Wales, right?
Oh, yes,
and
right.
It is a paper called Pedestrian, I believe.
You can only read it when you're walking.
Yeah, that's it. Two naked sunbakers who got chased through the NSW bush by a deer copped $1,000 lockdown fines. Two naked blokes in New South Wales supposedly had their sunbaking day ruined after a deer chased them into the bush, which, through a convoluted series of events, saw each of them wind up with a $1,000 fine for breaching lockdown. Classic Sydney, right? The whole incident took place on Sunday inside the Royal National Park, just south of Sydney, which you'll remember is currently in lockdown. It's a wild story, full of twists and turns. So let's just leave it to New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller to explain. Unbelievably, we saw two men sunbaking naked on a beach on the south coast. They were startled by a deer, ran into the National Forest, National Park, and got lost, he said at a press conference on Monday morning. Not only
press conference.
Yes, apparently.
Whoa.
Not only did they require assistance from the SES and police to rescue them, they also both received a ticket for $1,000. Two men, aged 30 and 49, told police that they had just been chilling on a beach near Otford and that it was a deer which made them run into the bush and totally not a police patrol. One of them was naked and carrying a backpack, while the other was only half naked. A totally normal explanation for a totally normal circumstance. The dudes ended up calling for assistance at around 6 p.m. with the SES, New South Wales Ambulance and the cops' own air support working to rescue them. Before you start poking holes in their story by saying that deer are only found in Europe, Asia and the Americas, just remember that there is actually a serious feral deer problem in the Royal National Park. So their story does in fact check out to the extent that Bambi's spawn plague this earth. What those blokes were up to in various degrees of nudity on a remote national park beach is anybody's guess. And guess we did. And there are a series of tweets of people saying what they were up to. These two blokes ended up being amongst 44 people in total who were slapped with a $1,000 penalty infringement notice for breaching lockdown restrictions on Sunday. You can read up on all the restrictions in Greater Sydney right here, because the state government makes no explicit mention of nude, sunbaking or deer. Let this incident be a stern warning. So make of that, Jules.
Naked running with a deer chasing after you. That sounds positively terrifying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Jules, do you want a hypothetical question?
Always.
This is strange, this question. Jules, hypothetically, what shape would you want your house to be if it could be any shape and still function? So it can still function as a house. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about where the furniture's going to go. But you could have any shape of house.
Now, this is interesting because, so in Kent, we have oast houses, which are big cylinder buildings, and that they were designed to keep hops in, which you use to make beer. But actually, when you look round an oast house, they're circular. And I always think, God, it's such a way, like, it's not a space that's designed to be lived in. So I'm leaning away from the circle in this instance because...
Hard to put your furniture against. Yeah.
This is what I mean. So you can't... I can't feng shui a circular room. You must be mad. So...
No one could.
But then I'm a bit like, ooh, what if it was like... a pentagon or an octagon, and it was like lots of different sides, and then you could add square rooms in, but have like each, it would be, what's it called when there's two, when there's a window on each wall, double aspect. So all the windows could be double aspect. So it'd be quite light, bright, airy, but also secluded as well. And so this giant octagon, it could be raised up like a turret. And I actually could sit at the top of the turret and kind of like, you know, just cast my locks down, just gently, just let them gently tumble
like
down
Rapunzel.
The side of the just like Rapunzel, out of my octagon turret. And I'd have a couple of flags on the top, actually, and then maybe some smaller octagon outbuildings.
I love that you have just created this vision. Jules had no idea that this is the question that I was going to ask. I actually thought maybe I should pre-warn Jules about this, that this is the one that's coming.
You don't need to ever pre-warn me. My brain is totally geared up for anything like this. I love it. I could go on and on and on. Octagon. Imagine the wine cellar. And you could actually have the stairs going down to the wine cellar in a really complimentary octagonal way. So it'd be a real gentle climb down, actually.
Yeah.
You could have a lift running through the middle.
Yeah. Oh my God. Perfect. It's got.
Oh my God. You can have a drawbridge. You can have some sort of thing coming off the side. This is all. Oh, this is all to play for. Call Kevin MacLeod now.
Yeah. He's already here. Oh my gosh. Just glorious. Portslade crew, we adore you. We adore you for listening. Thank you so much for being here. Write to us. We've got a brand new PO box. Who will be first over the threshold? The address is...
The Portslade crew, and also put Jules Von Hett because it is registered to that. I just don't know how it's going to work for now. We're still teething. PO Box 300.
M for mother, E13.
8DP.
Lovely. And we'd love to have you over there. We do always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
I've actually gone for a word and I can't take any credit. This comes from Alice Woodhead. So thank you so much. Via Susie Dent, who she presents. What is that thing?
Countdown. What is that thing?
Word of the day is latibulate. Which means to hide in a corner in an attempt to escape reality. Which, to be honest, I think I've latibulated a lot in my day-to-day.
It's all I dream of.
You could latibulate in an octagon house with ease.
Easily. We adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.